Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We're here with Lady Panthers head coach Megan Brinkman. After their 54-25 win over Harrisburg in round two of the Centralia Invitational. Congratulations, Coach Brinkman.
How'd
the girls make it happen?
Harrisburg was coming off their 5-0 and another good team. And so I thought we planned really well yesterday. We knew number one and three were their best players. And my gosh, our girls bought in on the defensive end. I mean, for a team not to score any points in the first quarter is just unreal. It says here we had 37 defensive rebounds. No. Total, so 25 defensive rebounds. We just made it tough for them to score, and they bought in. We took things away that they did. We held them to one and done shots by getting defensive rebounds, and we played absolutely just excellent. The first and fourth quarter, they had 2 points combined. In the third, they split us up a little bit, but I also thought we stopped their run, settled back down, and continued to play really well.
So the buy-in to the man-to-man defense is happening and growing.
Maybe a little bit sooner than I thought it would, which is excellent. I mean, these girls can do it. They work so extremely hard. They're buying in, and I told the girls, they play defense like that, they can give themselves a chance to compete in any game. So very proud of their effort tonight.
Speaking of effort, unofficially it looks like Morgan Ross led the team with 12 points, followed by Shelby Lewis with 10 and Annie Robinson with 9. Is that where you expected things to happen tonight?
You got to guard Morgan outside the lane. And, she's been working on her game. And I thought a couple times she actually drove and got into the paint, which is great. But you got to guard her on the three. And I thought she hit some really good shots. Shelby, yeah, we want her in the post. We want her finishing. She did a good job of that. I thought yes. Annie had four big points, two big buckets.
Annie got airborne a couple times tonight.
She can. I mean, that's what she can do. I thought she missed some easy shots, so I'm waiting for her to kind of have a blowout game and really, put those shots down. But I thought she had two big buckets in the third that kind of sealed their run a little bit, which is great. We had, eight out of 10 players to score is which we need. They tried to take one away. I think we have threats from everywhere. So I'm very happy with our
coach.
With our line.
With respect, do you think maybe Harper Sontheimer and Jocelyn Bostic got a little extra attention from the Harrisburg defense tonight? Maybe more Harper than Jocelyn, but I just.
Yeah, I mean Harper. I mean, yeah, she can get to the rim and she can be a threat. Like I said, I like anybody. All five of us on the court. I like anybody out there. Again, you take. Those two away, maybe someone else on our team has a great game. And so we talk about, just that's being a team, that's somebody else's night, that's playing unselfish. Harper had 4 points, but, she's also guards the best player sometimes. And she did tonight, and I thought she did an excellent job. Same with Jaws. Her stat line, 3 steals, 3 assists, 2 steals. So, they're doing a lot of things, maybe not scoring a ton, but a lot of stuff off the ball that, made us successful tonight too.
Well, thank you very much, Coach Megan Brinkman, and good luck Friday night.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Fireside Guard prediction is Centralia versus Hallsville.
We'll see.